Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brain. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brain.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hey, Brains, what's really going on? How you doing? How you showing up this morning? Got your fineries on? You better, because we've got a guest, and she has actually visited Paris, so she's going to really kind of dress you up and dress you down. In the studio with me today is going to be author and coach and attorney Patricia Stocco. Friends call her Patty. I love Stocco because it's the taco with the S in the front. So cute. She's a powerhouse of a woman with 15 years of contract and legal experience in Fortune 500 companies, startups, with a solid background in contract drafting, analysis, with a lots of T's and C's, Brains, but she still had difficulty negotiating with her own head, herself, about her feelings of worthiness or lack thereof, and self-awareness. Patty will break it down. She's going to tell us about the stories, the lies, and the limitations that we allow ourselves to experience and run the life, right? So now she is going to help others rebuild with a mindset built up and rooted in the truth. Brains, sit up. I have company. Patricia Stocco, welcome to the Edge.
Thank you so much, April. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad I made you laugh, girl. I love to be entertaining. You deserve that. You know, you've been through a lot. You've done a lot of work. And so that needs to be acknowledged and recognized. You know, you don't take that lightly. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us all about you, Patty Stocco.
Patty Stocco, yes. Well, I think, you know, I have an experience that is, I don't think, at all unique to me. I think so many people can sort of understand and relate. I'm a first-generation American of Haitian descent, you know, came up with the two incredibly loving parents. And I think, you know, I call it the sort of the first American generation sort of syndrome, where there is this sort of quest for perfection, right? Perfection doesn't exist, but the quest for it, I always say, is extraordinarily real to all of us who are constantly chasing it. And that was something that I did, I think, from a very early age. I sort of sought out to bring the smiles out from others, really. And, you know, over the years and the decades of my life, I've realized in doing that, there was certainly a sacrifice of my own happiness and sort of a disconnect from some of the things that I truly wanted in my life, some of the things that truly brought me joy, but I was always coming from this perspective of making those around me happy, you know, the constant
people pleasing.
Well, you know,
I'm sure that could be a challenge, too, in the corporate environment. Tell us, you know, you're an attorney and you've worked with Fortune 500 companies. How were you able to offset that in the corporate world? Because you had to put on a different hat. You know, you had to put on your happy face.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think for me, it's one of these things. I think in living a life, so having gone to law school and gone through that entire experience, knowing that it wasn't my heart's desire necessarily, right? I mean, my dad was one of those fellows who was like, "You've got to be a doctor or a lawyer."
Right.
Because there'll always be people suing each other in this country, and there'll always be sick people, so you'll have job security. So having survived an experience that wasn't necessarily my heart's desire really does cultivate a lot of what I would call resilience. And so, you know, when it came to the day job and showing up, like, I was already skilled at showing up because there were so many things that I'd learned in law school and so many ways of being in law school and understanding all of the skills that come out of knowing how to argue both sides of an argument. Even though it wasn't my heart's desire, I certainly was able to embrace the skills that I pulled from that. And I always tried to bring myself into a negotiation. You know, it's one of those things where I always set an intention. I was out to get things done. It was never about being combative. And so, you know, like I said, there's a level of resilience that comes from going through things that we don't necessarily choose to go through. But with that love,
right.
with that mindset of a decision, we really can move forward and express a level of success.
Right. We can thrive. We can. And
absolutely.
You did that. You know, you have a master's in spiritual psychology. What does that feel like?
It feels pretty extraordinary, I have to tell you. I think that was the turning point in my life. It was the beginning of the beginning for me. The whole premise of spiritual psychology is based on the fact that we're human beings having a divine experience, you know, divine beings
right.
having a human experience, excuse me. And so I really got in touch with that part of myself, that truest part of myself, not just the one showing up in the world and going through a to-do list and wanting to please others, but that part of myself that governs and rules and observes all, and realizing that I was not only a part of it, but it was a part of me. And to take responsibility for where I was in my life, I want to say that was the biggest gift that I received in getting my master's in spiritual psychology, was knowing that I have the ability, because I have the answers within me, to create the life that I am seeking, that
right.
it is never going to be outside of me, that it all started from within. And that was the key that unlocked the door.
Let me ask you a question. Are you married? I never
yes.
asked that. You're married,
mm-hmm.
and you have how many children?
I have one son.
Yeah, and how old is your son?
He's 12.
12. The reason why I ask that is because, you know, when you have an awakening, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've had that where I've turned from a caterpillar to a butterfly. How does that affect and show up in your relationship? And I think that's very important. It's very key because now you've mastered, you know how to show up in the world masked in one way. You're feeling
mm-hmm.
in your own feelings another way. But then you went out and you've mastered a spiritual psychology degree. So, you know, that's a transformation for your partner. Did that sit well, or did you have to take him on the journey with you and your child?
Well, I think the key, and I've learned, you know, through trial and error, because, you know, we're all people in progress, right? We wouldn't
right.
still be here if we didn't have growth ahead of us. But I think one of the things that I learned was, as long as I focus on what it is that I'm trying to do within me to create that positive change in my life, then it dovetails in the lives of those around us, you know.
Mm.
It was never one about going and preaching.
right.
Especially, particularly to family. But what I did realize is when I was focused on starting from the inside out, then there's a ripple effect that happens. There are things that those around us that are closest to us start observing that end up changing their lives as well. And so before you know it, there's positivity surrounding you because there's a vibrational match that you're creating that draws that same frequency to you. And so, yes, it really does positively affect. Now, it's not to say that there aren't shaky times, right? Because when we decide...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's
no perfection. But, you
yeah.
know, sometimes when people have a profound realization...
Yeah.
You know, and that's not to say that it's going to turn up negatively. I mean, I've been married to Mr. Magnificent for 34 years, so I've done this many, many times, and I hope
right.
I have many more to go. You know, but
right.
it's kind of in my situation. I'll self-disclose. It was a disconnect. I felt like,
right.
you know, I had outgrown the shoes, not the relationship,
right.
but maybe the circumstances that circumvent that. So let's talk about outgrowing some shoes. Girl, I heard you just came back from Paris. What is new in fashion in Paris that you can share with us? I want to know, okay?
No, well, it was an extraordinary experience. I lived in Paris for a couple of years between 2003 and 2005, and I just recently visited. And it really, I have to say, there's nothing like going to another country to sort of broaden one's horizons and to fully appreciate things from this new perspective that one can take on. I think it works for one when you live and you travel abroad, and then it gives you even more when you get back home as well.
Right.
But,
you're richer.
You know, exactly. It's just, I think the biggest gift that Paris always gives me is that joie de vivre that they talk about, right? It's that presence that's in the moment. You can be having a meal and you can taste all of the flavors in your food. You can hear the crunch in the bread. You can sip on the wine and really appreciate it because you're not going to be rushed out of a restaurant, right? It's not about turning tables. It's about really appreciating this moment because so much amazing energy has gone into it, from the person who pours your wine to the person who prepared the food, from the farmer who delivered the ingredients to it. It's really a beautiful
experience.
Mm-hmm. It's an experience
Absolutely.
Of mindfulness when I'm there. I am completely
But you still
mindful.
Didn't answer my question. What's the shoes looking like? They got some cute shoes over there. What are they doing? They doing flats, pumps, boots? What are they doing?
Always fabulous, the shoes are. Always fabulous, I have to say. Whether I can,
well,
whether
good.
I can
I'm going
walk
to...
in them or not.
I'm going to Europe for the first time this summer. We're going to do a European cruise for my husband's birthday, so I'm really looking forward to that. I want to jump into your book.
Mm-hmm.
You are now a new published author. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank
you are
you
in
so
the
much.
Pages of Women Who Impact, and your pages are 53 to 62. You're part of a wonderful anthology. Can you give us just a little taste or a little snapshot on what are some of those pages? Maybe a takeaway from my brains. I'd love for you to share.
Sure thing. So I'll give you a little bit of background. So you talked about my aha moment, and that really came after the birth of my son. I experienced, even though I had read up about it and I was fully aware of postpartum and baby blues, it really got me. It really, really did. And there was one night where I felt at my wit's end, and I felt so alone in this experience of trying to give my child a bath. I had to put him down on the bath mat and walk out of the room just to gather myself. And it was in that moment when I sort of looked myself in the mirror, and I honestly did not recognize the woman staring back at me. This wasn't who I wanted to be as a mother. I had all of these expectations. I had all of these preconceived notions of having a child who never cried and that's what a perfect mom would look like. And actually motherhood was the one place where I could not achieve a certain level of perfection. And it was in that moment that the mask, I call my chapter, The Woman Behind the Mask. It's at that moment that the mask sort of started to crack. And it was at that moment where I was faced with this woman I could become, should I choose to. So it led me to asking, who am I? Who am I and what are my desires? What is it that I'm seeking? What is it that would bring joy to me? And I had always wanted to be an actor. And so in this chapter, I talk about this process that I went through, and I talk about the night that I wrote a one-woman show, April.
Wow.
I wrote it, I performed it, I produced it, and I got to perform it in New York City, where I live now, in a theater off Broadway, and I performed it in front of my entire family.
Fabulous.
Yes, and it was that moment sort of coming alive that I experienced that now has sort of made me want to put this out into the world. And so I can read a passage if there's time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Please share.
Okay. Let's see.
We got some time.
We've got some time? Okay.
Yeah, we got some time for you, Patty. Stocko, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're on the edge, baby.
yep. So here I write, you know, about what it was afterwards. And I said, there would never be any awards or nominations for my performance. But there was a wellspring of joy that I connected to by honoring myself, my dream, my vision. The light I felt that night wasn't the spotlight beaming on me from the theater. It was the light from within. I had never felt so alive. From that pure place, my calling, my purpose became so clear. This taste of freedom I had allowed myself was meant for all to experience for themselves. And so I took all parts, Patty, the attorney, the woman trained in both spiritual and positive psychology, the actor, the mom, the sister, the daughter, the wife, the shower singer, the wedding dancer, and air guitarist, and embraced all parts of me. and set out to bring this journey of remembering to every woman who is awakening to that call from deep within her.
Wow.
I will read one more little section if you want.
Sure, go ahead.
And so one of my favorite quotes is from Neil Donald Walsh. To lead does not mean follow me. To lead means I'll go first. To me, that means it all started with me, the woman behind the mask, really seeing her, all of her, and making peace with the reflection staring back at me. The truth of the matter is that when I did look in the mirror, I didn't know who was staring back at me. A little girl lost, I began my quest to find my way back to me. So on this look back, I celebrate how far I've come in order to honor where I am in this very moment.
Wow. That's really fantastic. That is really, and that is very powerful, and it will impact a lot of women. Tell my brains really quickly how to get in contact with you, your website, and a little bit about your coaching program and how they can purchase their copy of Women Who Impact.
Sure, absolutely. So my website is really easy to remember. It's pattystocko.com. So it's my name, P-A-T-T-Y, S as in Sam, T-A-C-O.com, pattystocko.com. And under the author tab on my website, there's a link so you can go to Amazon and purchase the book. My coaching, as you know, I just shared a little bit from my chapter, really stemmed from my experience of going through what I call a journey of remembering. And when I say remembering, I mean pulling back and taking back all of those pieces and parts of us that were either taken away from us when we were young or that we gave away or that we've simply forgotten and they've gone dormant.
Right.
It's about reclaiming, reclamation, and remembering all of those parts because we came in whole, April, and I know that you know that. We came into this world whole, knowing knowing all of the answers that are already within us, and yet we grow up in a society that essentially promotes a type of forgetting that happens because there's such an imposition of expectations and what things should seem like and be like and who we should be. And I say all
but sometimes, you know what,
important.
That's self-induced. That's not. I don't always agree that that's an outside influence, you know, I'm a woman of balance. And I'll tell you, I have never really experienced a point in my life where I felt low self-esteem or now I have my challenges, don't get me wrong, but just to show up, you know, in that and to not feel worthy, you know, we've all struggled. Girl, I remember my daughter, I had cleaned myself up and was looking all cute. Girl, just got back in the jeans. I got her dressed. I started to lactate. Then she started to throw up. Girl, next thing I know, I was an ugly duckling. I couldn't wait for my husband to open the door. Here, take her. So we all have the meltdown.
Right.
We do. But, you know, like you said, it's about chasing perfection, and we really shouldn't do that. We give that way too much effort. You know, you have to live changing from within and the mirror moments. I appreciate you so much, Patty, for transitioning and working with other women, getting it out there. Brains, go and pick up your copy of Women Who Impact, Amazon. Check out Patty Stocko. Thank you so much for
coming
on the edge and know that there's always
pleasure.
A place for you to perch.
All right. Thank you so much, April. This is wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Bye, brains. Have a good day.